Let's shift our discussion to adjuvant systemic therapy. I'd like to begin by asking you about the Oncotype DX assay, what it is and how you integrate it into your practice.
The Oncotype DX assay is performed on paraffin-embedded tissue in the United States, although there are other ways of obtaining that on fresh tissue in European studies. So the woman's tissue sample is sent to Genomics Health, and the test is done on the paraffin-embedded tissue. And what you get back is an assessment of the expression of 22 genes that have been found to be important for prognosis in breast cancer. These genes include the family of HER2-new genes, the estrogen receptor genes, some other genes of other pathways that are important in breast cancer. The information you get back is actually a nice grid that gives you not only a score, so a numerical value, but also a breakdown as to whether the patient falls into a low risk, intermediate risk, or high risk category based on an assessment of extensive data from prior clinical studies done by the NSABP. So you get back a score, you get back a ranking, and then you also get back what that ranking means for the patient. So what is the patient's risk based on their score of developing metastatic disease in the next 10 years, assuming that the only thing you did for that patient was give them hormonal therapy with tamoxifen? I find the use of this marker to be very important in the woman who has an estrogen receptor positive tumor that is lymph node negative. That's the population that this test is aimed at today. Whether that test will change in the future to be more broad-based, I'm not sure. But today it's for that patient population, and it really should be used not just to get a handle on their prognosis, but to make decisions about treatment, to make decisions about whether you're going to use chemotherapy or whether you're going to use hormone therapy plus chemotherapy. I can tell you that you sometimes are surprised by a 9-millimeter breast cancer. So you'll see a woman with a 50-year-old with a 9-millimeter breast cancer that's estrogen receptor positive, HER2-new negative, maybe grade 2 or 3. And in the past, you often would have given that woman just hormonal therapy, an aromatase inhibitor or tamoxifen. Today, you send Oncotype testing, and if you get a high-risk score, that is a woman that you're going to add systemic chemotherapy. If you get an intermediate score, we're not as clear about what that is, but that is still a woman that you might think about adding chemotherapy. There's a trial right now in which the intermediates are being assigned to either hormone or chemo plus hormone. So I really do believe that the Oncotype is helpful in that particular patient. The patient population that I don't tend to use Oncotype as much, for example, is if I'm dealing with a very elderly patient where I know ahead of time that this is not a patient that I'm likely to recommend chemotherapy, then I tend not to bother doing the Oncotype if it's not going to change my management. If I know ahead of time that this is a woman that I am going to use chemotherapy, a young woman with a 3-centimeter breast cancer that I am going to definitely give chemotherapy, again, I may not turn to Oncotype because it may not change my management.